Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 84 of the Minor Prophets. Today we wrap up our study of Malachi, in fact, our study of the Minor Prophets, with a devotion titled, His Coming Brings Healing. A.W. Tozier once wrote, "Let us be alert to the season in which we are living. It is the season of the blessed hope, calling for us to cut our ties with the world and build ourselves on this one who will soon appear. He is our hope, a blessed hope enabling us to rise above our times and fix our gaze upon Him." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like the calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of the servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction." Malachi chapter 4 depicts the day of the Lord, where the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. That's from verse 2. The Son of Righteousness is an unmistakable reference to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Interestingly, it is not Son, S-O-N, but Son, S-U-N. Jesus is the light of the world. That's in John 9, verse 5. When Christ came, He brought spiritual light into the world. When He returns, He will again bring His light into the darkness of our world. Wings symbolize the protective covering that Christ provides for His children. Check out Psalm 91, verse 4. The healing in its wings refers to the complete restoration Christ will bring when He comes again. Christ came the first time to forgive our sins, and the second time His coming will bring once and for all healing to the world. When this day comes, one like Elijah the prophet will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. That's verses 5 and 6. Stephen Miller provides this commentary. Jesus explained that John the Baptist was the Elijah who prepared the way for His first coming. That's from Matthew chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. But made clear that another Elijah was yet future. This future Elijah would prepare the way for the Messiah's second coming. Turning the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers seems to be the result of people getting right with God. Reconciliation with others always follows true revival. Malachi concludes his prophecy emphasizing the day that is coming. He mentions the day three times in these last six verses. That's chapter 4, verse 1, and then also in verses 3 and 5. This day is described with great similarity in Joel chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 31, and Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14. Interestingly, five Old Testament prophets across four centuries wrote that this day was near or at hand. In the 9th century, we have Obadiah chapter 1, verse 15, and then Joel chapter 1, verse 15, and again in Joel chapter 2, verse 1. In the 8th century, we have Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6. In the 7th century, we have Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 7, and also verse 14. And then, in the 6th century, we have Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 3. Each of these prophets also saw immediate events of his generation as very much a part of that same day of the Lord. This teaches us that the Old Testament prophets lived with urgency and preparedness, and at the same time, God could come. Likewise, after Jesus' ascension, the 12 disciples boldly lived for Christ as if they believed he would return in their lifetimes. The day is approaching, and while we do not know when, we know that today we are one day closer to his return than yesterday. Let us live in light of his coming. If we live every day like it is the day, then one day we will be found right with God and ready. Thank you for taking this journey through the minor prophets. We must study the whole counsel of God's word. While this may sometimes be difficult, it will always be life-transforming. A major prophet named Isaiah reminds us that the word from God's mouth never returns void. That's from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Scripture will always benefit those who study it. The minor prophets conclude the redemptive message of the Old Testament. Hopefully, studying these 12 books has helped you witness God's restoring work and His love for His people. We have learned that God judges sin and holds people responsible for disobedience. At the same time, God is gracious and forgiving. He is the perfect, righteous judge who also sent His Son to pay the penalty for our sins. We pray that the message of the minor prophets makes a major difference in your spiritual journey. Some questions to consider. What needs to be healed in your life spiritually? Give it to the Lord, because there is healing in His wings. Are you living a life that is ready for the day of the Lord? If not, what can you do to live with more urgency? If so, continue to dedicate your life to the glory of God and live faithful to Him. It will be worth it. How has the book of Malachi encouraged you in your walk with the Lord? And finally, in what ways has God used this journey through the minor prophets to transform your life? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.